Hello, Viking Nation. Lounge football is on the air. This is a Southwest Georgia Bank countdown to kickoff pregame show, and I'm Wes James, the voice of the Vikings. It's been a long time since the last game of the season last year, and a lot of changes have taken place since then. More about that in just a bit. Tonight, the Vikings have traveled all the way up I-75 to Roswell, Georgia, the home of the Roswell Hornets, last year's opening game opponent, a game that the Vikings won 37-14. In that game, Desmond Copeland rushed for 105 yards on 11 carries. 2 weeks ago in our scrimmage game, it was Austin Dixon who led the team with rushing with 101 yards on 17 carries. He was also 14 of 21 passing for 97 yards and a touchdown. The Vikings are boasting a new look on both offense and defense this year. First-year offensive coordinator and quarterback coach Tucker Pruitt has installed his version of the spread offense. Dixon will be in the shotgun most of the night and look for 3 and 4 receiver sets. But don't count out the running game, as Desmond Copeland should get most of the carries, but look out for Boogie Cameron, who has been turning heads. On defense, new defensive coordinator David Shores has moved from the 5-2 to the 3-4 with a big emphasis on defensive backs and outside linebackers. With a revamped defensive front, this should be a fun year for the Vikings. Tonight's matchup with Roswell should be a good test for our defense, as Roswell put up 49 points in their scrimmage last week with junior running back 5'10", 210-pound Sheldon Evans rushing for 2 touchdowns, and number 2 quarterback Quintavious Neely, a 6-foot, 185-pound senior, throwing for another. This should be an exciting year for Region 1-6A football. And looking at our schedule tonight, we have Tift home versus Henry County, Lee at Westover, Colquitt tomorrow will be at North Gwinnett in the Corky Kale Classic, Valdosta will be at Norcross, and Camden will be home versus Lincoln out of Tallahassee. It's time to take our first break on the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to Kickoff show. When we come back, we are headed into the heart of the Hornet's Nest, Ray Manis Stadium, with Wild Bill Osborne and the rest of the Viking boys. We'll be back after this 5-minute break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And good evening, Viking fans, and welcome to Roswell, Georgia. We are live here at the Roswell Stadium, Roswell High School, as our Lions High Vikings get ready to kick off the 2015 season on the road against the number 5 or 7, depending on which poll you look at, the number 5 or 7 ranked Roswell Hornets. This is a very good football team. We're going to talk a lot about it here in the first hour of the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to Kickoff. As we start talking about a lot of these players that Roswell has, came to Martin Stadium last year. We've handled them pretty well, 37-0 through three quarters, and then all of a sudden we come up here, and this is a much better football team. They've got guys that have transferred in from other areas around here, and their quarterback, we'll talk about him in a little while, Quintarius Neely. He came from Lovejoy. We actually played against him just a few years ago in the playoffs against Lovejoy. And in the booth with me is Taylor Biddle. Down on the field is Marty Rogers. Guys, a nice little trip up the 75 to get here, wasn't it?
Yeah, the super slab was very nice to everybody coming up. Hope if you're traveling up listening to us, streaming, that you're traveling safe. Good bit of Lounge fans already made it out to the game tonight. It is a 7:30 kickoff, about 12 minutes to go till kickoff. Is that right? 12 minutes? No. That can't be right. 12 minutes is on the clock.
Yeah.
No, it's 7:30 kickoff, but 12 minutes is countdown. That must be they're going to reset the clock after that. But, yeah, the clock does say 12 minutes. It's here. We've waited for it for a long time. I kind of caught my breath there, but waiting for it for a long time. It's here. You know, not a scrimmage. Strap it on. It's time to play football.
Yeah, it's the real thing now, and that's exactly what we've got here tonight as our Lions High Vikings. We saw them come out on the field and warm up a little bit. We've been working with the coaches up here in the press box. They're trying to find a spot. There's just not a lot of room here for these guys to be able to fit. Now they've gone to the upper deck, and so we're able to spread out a little bit more, and we'll be ready to go.
This happens, too, when you get TV involved. This game tonight is being broadcast on GPB. It is on TV tonight. So TV and the commentators involved in TV take up a good bit of room in a press box. So the visitors, you know, they're not really interested in giving us every bit of space we need, but luckily the forecast is very favorable tonight for rain. And no rain. So coaches are going to go up to the top deck, and we should have plenty of room. You know what? We're going to go down to Marty right now for equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Get a little bit of update on the field condition. Marty's seeing the players warm up, and get his take on everything. How you doing, Marty?
Guys, I'm great. I'm excited. And Taylor, I wish it was 12 minutes to kick off, and there was a little wishful thinking there on your part, obviously looking at the clock and just saying what you see. But we're ready to go. The players are ready to go. Coaches are ready to go. The fans are ready to go. If you notice, here we are. It's actually 45 minutes till kickoff. Visiting fans are visiting sides filling up. But just to say, you're talking about not much room in the press box, not much room here either. There's a difference between South Georgia football and North Georgia football, and one of those main differences is the fans. Their visiting stadium holds 661 people. Now, those listening back home understand our band has over 500-plus kids in it, not to mention the chaperones that travel with them and the band directors and so forth. So we obviously can't fit, so we're going to have some of our band having to stand. A lot of our fans are probably going to have to stand. There's just not enough room for everybody. Our band had to park half a mile away and walk. Y'all are cramped. Everybody's cramped. But it doesn't matter. When this ball kicks off tonight at 7:30, it's going to be a 120-yard field counting the end zones, and they're not going to worry about what's around it. These kids are ready to play some football.
Marty, how are field conditions?
Excellent. It's a turf much like ours at home, and it's nice and kind of cool. It's definitely cooler here than it is back home. Sun's already kind of gone down. There's a nice breeze blowing. If y'all see, there's a good breeze blowing to the to your right end zone. It feels great out here. It's just ready to play some football.
Yeah, I noticed as well the field. It's not as new as what Lowndes is. I mean, you can see a lot of the rubber pellets and the way they've just swept it recently. But nonetheless, a very nice field. It ought to be a great game tonight. I'm looking across the way here, Marty, is it behind you? The band has almost filled their section, and the rest of the band is still marching around the track all the way back to the middle of the end zone. And they have taken up exactly half of the stands on the visitor side.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, I mean, if they all sit in the stands, they take up, you know, 500-plus seats of the 661-seat stadium. So they're going to squeeze in, try to get as many as they can. Said the Flag Corps, Color Guard, and all may have to stand. Of course, they're going to be standing most of the game anyways. I know as excited as they are. But guys, I do want to mention just looking and talking with some of the team. You know, our guys are excited. They're ready to go. But I watched Roswell come out also, and they've got a look in their eyes, a little different than what we saw last year. They've had some transfers in, including their quarterback. But this is a very, very talented bunch of athletes, and they definitely passed the eye test. They're extremely big, much like some other Atlanta schools we played in the past, including Norcross, Grayson. They're a big, big team. Even their skill athletes are big. So I'm real anxious to see them tonight, you know, line up against us and see who's the bigger team once we get going.
Marty, you know, we talk about the participation with fans sometimes in North Georgia and how that compares to South Georgia. From our vantage point looking down, it looks like Roswell has brought a good bit of fans tonight. From yours, looking back up, what does it look like to you?
I would agree with you, Taylor. And as of right now, of course, it's still a little early, but most of their fans are students, which is you know, a little unusual coming to some of these Atlanta schools. They don't get as many, but they've got a huge student section. I talked with some of their fans, actually, before the game field, walking around. They said there's a buzz about this team. They're ranked preseason for the first time in a while. They do have a lot of excitement going around their team with all the, you know, the college recruits they've got and a couple of the transfers, as I mentioned earlier. A lot like our team with the new coaches we have. We've got a lot of talk about our school, a lot of excitement. They've got the same thing. They said this is the first time they remember a preseason game sold out on the home side, maybe ever, at least since 07, right after they won the state championship, at least tied for it that year in 06. So there's a lot of excitement in Roswell, and they got a crowd here to prove it.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. We are going to take a two-minute break. You're listening to the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to Kickoff. We'll be right back. After this two-minute break, you're listening to Lowndes High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back, Viking fans, to Roswell, Georgia. We are right here live in Roswell as we get ready to go down to the field and get our Traditions Flooring coaches interviews. As Marty's down on the sideline, I see both of the head coaches there talking to each other. I know Marty's going to try and get a word in there in just a few moments. Hate to interrupt them, but we do want to get their thoughts on how well the game is going, what their thoughts are going to be about the season. Really, we talked a lot to Coach McPherson, but to talk to the head coach of Roswell, get his take. He's got a very talented football team, and you know he's got to be excited.
Yeah, they went on a tear after they played us and you know, won a bunch of ball games, made the playoff. And, you know, it's a Roswell team that's got some D1 talent. And we're going to get into that a little bit later in our impact players, traditions for and impact players. But if we can get our coach's interview in just a minute, looks like Marty does have Coach Mack. Let's go down to Marty on the field with Coach Mack for our traditions for and coach's interview. Marty?
Guys, we're here with Coach McPherson. Of course, he's walked up. We know kickoff is 7:38, guys, just to let y'all know. But, Coach, thank you for taking a minute to speak with us. Coach, here it is. It's first game of the year. How excited is your team?
Oh, man, they're excited. We've worked really hard, you know, for this night, and, you know, it should be fun.
Coach, it's been 2 weeks since your team was on the field last, and that was, of course, the scrimmage against North Cross. Team looked very good, but after watching film, what did you learn about your team, and how's preparation been from that scrimmage to now going into your first game?
Yeah, Marty, we still got a long way to go. You know, we've working on fundamentals, you know, across the board. You know, we had 2 good weeks of practice. Obviously, that first week after the scrimmage was just like another week of camp. Both weeks went really good. I mean, we're as ready as we're going to get. I don't know how good we are, but we're certainly going to find out tonight.
Well, Coach, you said after that game that the thing you were most surprised with was the play of the defense. Who are some of the players on defense that you're looking to step up and be the leaders on that team? You lost the leaders, your 2 middle linebackers from last year, but who are the players you're looking at to step up and be leaders on your defense tonight and make an impact?
Neely, you know, Mike Barrett, Tyson Harris, Buford up front with Holmes, Clemens, of course. I mean, we're counting on every one of them to be leaders, you know. Hopefully we can play better than we did 2 weeks ago. That's the goal.
Well, Coach, speaking of that defense, what do you have to do to stop this talented Roswell offense? You got the quarterback that we faced 2 years ago when he was at Lovejoy. What do you have to do to stop him as a dual threat and, of course, the running game they've got with their returning running back?
Well, you know, I don't know that you can stop them, you know. We want to eliminate the big play, you know, try to slow down the running game. I think that's going to be a big key tonight, is we can slow down the running game, you know. They got playmakers everywhere. We're just going to have to play great defense.
Well, Coach, speaking of playmakers, their defense is loaded with them, and there's been a lot of talk about them. Led by Trey Lamar, their middle linebacker, going to Clemson. What is your offensive game plan tonight? What are you going to have to do offensively to move the ball against this very talented Roswell defense?
Well, we're going to have to be able to run and throw, you know. And it's always going to come down to the offensive line. You know, they're going to have to play good, and I think they will. They're ready to go.
Coach, obviously, it's still early, his first game, but how healthy are you coming tonight? You got any kids that are going to be sitting out? Is everybody ready to go?
No, we're ready to go.
Coach, it is first game. We mentioned kids are excited, but it's also the GPB game of the week. It's a good North-South rivalry going on. What is it like in the locker room? How excited are the kids, or what is their focus level like going into this pretty big game tonight here to start off the season?
Oh, man, they're excited. Real focused, you know, ready to come out here and show what we can do.
Well, Coach, good luck with it. We'll talk to you at halftime. Thank you.
Marty, thank you for that Traditions Flooring Coach's interview with Coach Randy McPherson. As I know, he's going to try and get an opportunity to talk with the head coach of Roswell, but I tell you, this is watching the Roswell team warm up. These are guys, they've got a lot of energy, and they're excited as well for their opening game. And to be ranked the way they are, they're very confident.
Absolutely. I mean, there's high expectations of this Roswell team coming in to do well this season. I mean, like we talked about a minute ago, and I know we keep hitting on it, but they've got some talent at the D1 level, a linebacking core that's going to be very difficult for the front portion of our offense to get some blocks on and open up the running game. But like Coach Mack said, tonight it's going to come down to how we handle that in the box.
Yeah.
What are we doing in the box tonight? That'll set the tone with us. If we're not able to run it like we were against North Cross, we've got to spread it out and maybe loosen that box a little bit more with the passing game and get the running game going again for us. Marty's having a little bit of a difficult time getting Coach.
Well, one of the things, I mean, we heard Coach McPherson say, it's all going to hinge on that offensive line. And even when we ran the traditional wing tee, that offensive line was so integral in how well we performed. And it's going to be no different in this spread the same way. These guys have got to be able to give Austin Dixon time. They got to be able to open the holes. And the time is going to be the big thing. Is if he needs to get a receiver downfield, we got guys that can catch the ball. Austin's shown he can throw the ball. But it's going to take that offensive line to give us a couple minutes just to be able to get down there and for Austin to look outside and to be able to see his receivers down the field.
Weather tonight is supposed to be pretty good. Only like a 10% chance of rain. High is going to be like 80, I think. So, you know, that was what we had. We had really, really good temperature last week in the scrimmage, too. So, unusually cooler weather. I say 80 is cool, but, you know, for football, we're in August, we're used to, 90, 95 degrees at 8 o'clock. But the band has made their way all the way in. We do have a 7:30 kickoff tonight. The game is being televised, so we recommend you put it on TV, turn the volume all the way down, and listen to the Viking voice bring you all of the action here. But, you know,
Now, don't be surprised if we're not starting right at 7:30 with GPB. You're going to get a little bit of television kind of delay. We're going to have some opportunities tonight with maybe some television timeouts. So you guys back at the studio, we'll keep that in mind that we'll take some breaks tonight that will maybe should coincide with some television timeouts, which should give a little more time that we'll have some station breaks. Be sure and stay with us as we bring you Lounge High Football tonight right here live from Roswell, Georgia. Let's go ahead and take another two-minute break. When we come back, we should have the the Roswell coach, and then we'll go straight to there to our impact players. You're listening to the Lounge High Radio Network right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be back after this two-minute break. And welcome back to the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to Kickoff. We're going to head down to the field and Marty Rogers and see if we can get a word with the coach of Roswell. Here we go. Go ahead, Marty.
As I am here with Coach John Ford. Coach, thank you for taking a minute to speak with us. Coach, a lot of excitement tonight. Crowd's already filling in. Coach, a week ago, you had a great scrimmage. Your team's starting to rank in the top 10 heading into the season. How do you feel about your team? And talk to us a little bit about this team and what kind of summer they've had.
They've had a good summer. They've worked hard, but they'll certainly be tested tonight because we've got a great opponent with a great coaching staff in our stadium. And, you know, if we're not efficient somewhere, Lowndes will make sure to let us know.
Well, Coach, speaking of efficiency, you've got a very efficient defense. You've got athletes all over the board over there. Of course, you're led by Trey Lamar. Everybody kind of knows about him around the state just because of how much he's being recruited. But you've got a lot of other talented kids, too, with Tyrone Hopper and some others. Who are some players to watch on the defense, and what are the keys to stopping Lowndes?
Keys to stopping Lowndes? I don't know if anybody can stop Lowndes. They're going to be tough to contain. But you got to play fundamental football. You got to make sure that you're reading the keys and running the ball and tackling, and you got to make sure you get a bunch of hats on the ball because they've got some guys that know what to do with it.
Coach, on the offensive side of the ball, you're led by your returning running back in Sheldon Evans, number one. He had almost 1,700 yards rushing last year. What is it mean to your team to bring back a returning starter like that with all the experience that he has, and what does he bring to the table for your offense?
Well, Sheldon does everything well. He catches the ball. He's great in protection. He's a tough kid, a great practice player, great locker room guy, just the total package and somebody that we're real blessed to have.
Coach, also on that offensive side of the ball, you're led this year by your quarterback who transferred from Lovejoy. Lounge fans, we played against him in the playoffs. Very talented dual threat kid. What does that mean for your offense to bring that dual threat, and what does he mean not only to your offense but to your team as a whole?
Quinterius has done a great job just coming in and doing all the things that a quarterback should do. You know, getting in early and watching film and setting the tempo for the offense. And so we're excited to see how he does in the lights.
Well, Coach, speaking of the lights, they'll be on in a minute. It's already filling up. It is the GPB game of the week. Good little north-south rivalry. Good test, early season test. Obviously, your team, we alluded to earlier, is ranked in the top five, depending on what poll you look at. What's the buzz about in the school, in the locker room? What excitement level is going on right now in Roswell?
Well, preseason rankings aren't worth the paper they're printed on. You know that. Nobody cares where you rank preseason. I certainly don't care where anybody's ranked preseason because the only one that matters is the one that comes out at the end of December. So we're not, you know, overly concerned with rankings. That'll all shake out in the wash. There ain't no BCS computer that decides where people play. You know, you got to win games and keep winning or else you're taking your stuff up on Monday. So there's an excitement. We've got a great student body, great community. We're pretty excited about having a great opponent in our house and, Hope we play well because I know those guys will.
Good buzz in there tonight, Coach. That was well said. Thank you for taking time to speak with us. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thanks, Marty, for that Traditions Flooring Coach's interview as we got the insight of the Roswell Hornets as they get ready to open their season as well for the 2015 season. Taylor, let's take a minute and look at our impact players who we think are going to make an impact on tonight's game.
Yeah, 26 minutes until kickoff. That is the actual time, 7:30 kickoff tonight. We're going to take a minute and look at our traditions flooring impact players tonight. I want to start on the offensive side of the ball for the Lowndes High Vikings. He's our leading rusher last year. Coming off an injury during spring and summer. Had fewer reps than a lot of these guys have had over off-season. Dez Copeland, number 33, 5'10", 170-pound. He is a senior leader on this Lowndes High team. 138 carries for 981 yards last year. Dez Copeland, along with a few other complimentary backs, have got to set the tone tonight running the football. Those big uglies up front have got to open the holes, but it's going to be how Dez Copeland, once the holes are open, he can do with it. Dez Copeland is my traditions forward impact player tonight on the offensive side for Lowndes High.
Well, I think offensively, I'm going to be taking a look at, in this offensive scheme, you're going to hear a lot this year, the three-back.
Yeah.
The three-back can be a fullback. The three-back can be your slot receiver. You're going to see a lot of guys interchanging in that three-back position. Tonight, my impact player is going to be one of those three-back guys, and that is Gabe Neighbors, number 9. Gabe Neighbors had a phenomenal year. This is his senior year now. He comes in ready to put this team on his shoulders. We've seen him make great catches in the fall and in the preseason game as well, being able to come across the middle, make good catches. He also blocks really well. That gives you that additional blocker as well. So if you've got your quarterback or your running back as Dez Copeland coming around that outside or even across the middle, having somebody like a Gabe Neighbors is going to be huge for these Lowndes High Vikings, as he will be able to make the blocks and make the catches tonight when he gets open. My impact player for the Lowndes High Vikings offensively, number 9, Gabe Neighbors.
Guys, my tradition scoring impact player for the Vikings offensively is going to be up front at number 74, Tariq Adams. You heard Coach McPherson say the key tonight is going to be up there, the big guys in the middle, and clearing the holes and trying to win the line of scrimmage. And I think Tariq is, of course, our star on that line. He's committed to Marshall. He's 6'4", 300, guys. Had a great scrimmage against North Cross. Tariq is the anchor there. He's the left tackle. And I really think Tariq's going to have a big night tonight. I think he will have a big night tonight. And you could just about name any guy up there on that offensive line and how much they impact this football game. But 6'4", 300-pound senior there, Tariq Adams, I think will have a big game for the Vikings tonight.
Thanks, Marty. Flipping over to the defensive side of the ball for the Roswell Hornets, I'm going to go with number 41. He's one of their linebackers, one of their key players for them on defense, 6'3", 202-pound senior, Tyrone Hopper. He is a D1 commit, is my understanding, and he makes up a really good linebacking core, and it's going to be key tonight for us how well those linebackers play for Roswell. You know, are we getting them in space? Are they, you know, having to play the pass on some slants and stuff like that? Are we able to get into the second level with the blocking by Tyreek and some of those guys to get a hat on those guys and open up the hole? Tyrone is going to be key for them tonight. He's my tradition scoring impact player on the Roswell defensive side.
Well, I think on defense for Roswell, I'm going with a guy that doesn't have a lot of stats. I went back and I looked a little bit at the game against us last year, and I'm looking at number 4, the junior cornerback, Lee Anthony Williams. He's 6 foot, 175 pounds. He plays that cornerback position. He's tall. He's able to get in the way of a lot of things. And if Lowndes is going to be successful and throw the ball down the field tonight, which is, I believe, what they're going to try and do, this guy right here, number 4, Lee Anthony Williams, could play a big part for these Roswell Hornets. He can get out there and disrupt this. If he can, he will grow up tonight for Roswell if he can cover some of the wide receivers for Lowndes High, like number 6, Xavier Jenkins, and some others that they're going to match up size-wise. So I'm looking for number 4, Lee Anthony Williams, the cornerback for the Roswell Hornets, is my impact player.
Bill, great choice there. Williams has, of course, been offered by Auburn, Alabama, you know, just about all the main schools. Taylor Hopper's going to North Carolina. But for me, it's going to be the number 1 inside recruit, inside linebacker recruit in the state of Georgia. It's Trey Lamar, number 57 for the Roswell Hornets. Trey Lamar walked out on this field earlier when they came out and did their walkthrough. He absolutely passes the eyeball test. He's about 6'3", 230, 240, depending on what report you look at. But he is a beast. Last year he had 78 tackles, 19 tackles for loss. In the scrimmage last week he had an interception return for a touchdown. He's just an absolute man amongst boys out here. And he's committed to Clemson. I think he's obviously, you know, we're going to try to do some things to get away from him tonight. Sure, we'll probably be trying to put two hats on him most of the time, but he's definitely an impact player for the Roswell Hornets. and he's my tradition scoring impact player for their defense.
Flipping over to the offensive side of the ball for Roswell, a name we're familiar with. Bill mentioned it a little while ago. We faced him as a sophomore in Lovejoy. He is a transfer this year. Number two, Quintarius Neely, 6 foot, 185 pounds, senior. He is a quarterback. It's hard to compare this, but I'll just give you some stats.
Yeah.
When we played him as a sophomore, he was 8 of 12 for 200 yards passing.
Completed
a pretty good percentage. He threw a touchdown pass of like 80 yards, I believe, and he did have one INT. But the thing I wanted to point out is Marty mentioned dual threat with his interview with Coach. We were able to stop him to negative 12 yards rushing. A lot of that was scrambles and some sacks. But, he's probably grown up a little bit since his sophomore year. But he's a guy you got to keep your eye on tonight. Are we able to get pressure on him, make him get flustered, and, take some losses? Quintarius Neely, 6 foot, 185 pound, number two. He's my impact player for Roswell offense.
Well, I think offensively we keep saying the word dual threat, dual threat, dual threat. I think Roswell as a whole is a dual threat team. This is a team that doesn't want to be a running team, doesn't want to be a passing team. They want to be able to do it all. And one of the guys that's going to make a difference for them, I believe, is a running back, number six. His name is Kendrick Jackson. Kendrick, a senior, 5'7", 175 pounds. Against us last year, he ran the ball three times. He caught three passes, and he was very instrumental in how well they played in that third and fourth quarter when they finally did score. Of course, Lowndes won that game 37-14 last year. But it was a game that we were ahead 37-0. They got, I would say, junk points there in the fourth quarter. And Jackson was one of those guys that made a difference. Somebody that can catch the ball out of the backfield. He can give you the runs when he needs to. He's not going to tote the rock a lot, but he's going to do a great job back there in the backfield. Number six, Kendrick Jackson, is my impact player for the Roswell Hornet offense.
Guys, I'm going with number one, Sheldon Evans. You heard us talk to Coach Ford about him a little bit. He's their senior returning starter there on the offense. And he's the one they key on, which opens up Jackson and some of the other guys. But Sheldon is a 5'10", 210-pound junior. He had 1,686 yards rushing last year with 19 TDs. He caught another 200-something yards and had two other touchdowns catching the ball. He averaged 214 yards in the last seven games last year. Now, against Lowndes, I think he ended up with his game with like 20 yards on like 12 carries or something. So we really shut him down last year. We keyed on him. You heard Coach Mack say tonight that, again, the keys to stopping them is to shut down their run game. So I know we'll be keying on number one, Sheldon Evans, again. But Sheldon is their senior leader. You heard him say it not only on the field but in the locker room. He's my tradition scoring impact player for the Hornets offense tonight.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over, trying to defend that offense tonight for the Lowndes High Vikings, I'm going to go with a position. Everybody knows our linebackers have been pretty good for us the last couple of years. We lost some three-year starters to graduation last year with Bell and Brantley. We got to find somebody to replace them, boys, and be able to stop the opponent's run, because we all know in Region 1-5, in Region 1-6A, that is very critical. I'm going to go with number one, Michael Barrett. He is only a sophomore, 6 foot, 200-pound 10th grader, and number 91, Logan Neely. There's two guys that play the position. Barrett's more of an interior linebacker. Neely's more of an outside linebacker. But those guys are going to have to be huge. And we've got a history of starting some sophomores at that linebacker position and watch them mature. Is Michael Barrett that guy? We all know he's our backup quarterback. Neely's got experience.
Yeah.
You know, Neely is probably one of our few returners on defense.
Yeah, he's got a motor, too, that likes to run all the time.
That's right. Those two guys are going to be very critical for us tonight and for the rest of this year to really start, establishing themselves as a run stopper and a pass stopper at the linebacker position. They're my tradition scoring impact players on the defensive side for Lowndes.
For Lowndes defensively, I'm looking at that defensive line. We've changed. Gone is the 5-2. Up is the 3-4. So what we've got is three down linemen. Now, your outside linebackers will walk up some, but those three guys in the middle, your nose guard and your two tackles, are going to be huge tonight and throughout this season. One of the guys that we're going to see play a little bit of both ways, but he is going to be integral on the defensive side, is one of the guys is number 76, Brandon Buford. Brandon Buford he's going to play some offensive line, but he's 6'4", 240 pounds. He's a senior this year. The guy is getting some looks at the college level now, but he's just a big, wide body. He gets after the quarterback well from that defensive line position. We got a lot of other guys on that defensive line, but I tell you what, that Brandon Buford, number 76, 6'4", 240-pound senior, is my impact player for the Lowndes High defense tonight.
Guys, I'm going to go with number 25, Kedrick Clemens. Kedrick, of course, is a returning starter at outside linebacker. You heard Coach Mack again. Also, he mentioned his name there at the end of the interview. Coach Mack says Clemens is one of those kids that is just, he's a quiet leader on the team. He don't say a whole lot, don't ever get too excited. But Kedrick's a playmaker. Last year he had 28 tackles, 8 tackles for loss, 5 sacks, 2 block kicks, and an interception return for a touchdown, as you all know, against Colquitt County, which went on to win the state championship and won the region. Kedrick's a big playmaker for us. He's going to have to come up and get involved against this run game. He's going to have to help keep Evans and Jackson corralled and keep them from getting outside. I really think that Kedrick will have a big game tonight. He's also got to play where he can move space, where he can move inside and outside to stop that short passing game that Roswell will try to bring to the table tonight. So my impact player for the Vikings defense, number 25, Kedrick Clemens.
Thank you, Marty. That wraps up our Traditions Flooring Impact Players. Remember, make an impact on your home by choosing Traditions Flooring. We're about 15 minutes away from kickoff. We're going to take a two-minute break. You're listening to the Lowndes High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. You are listening to the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to Kickoff right here live from Roswell, Georgia. As our Lowndes High Vikings get ready to take on Roswell Hornets. We played them last year, going back to 2007. That was November 30th, third round of the playoffs. We handled them then, went on to win the state championship. Maybe a little karma here as we can get ready to face a really good Roswell team. I tell you what, if we're able to come out of this game tonight with a victory, this is going to go a long ways towards the confidence of this football team for these Lowndes High Vikings. We play well and maybe don't win a game, there could still be a lot here. But I tell you what, this team came all the way up 75 to 400 to win a football game.
Absolutely. I mean, we were licking our wounds last year.
Yeah.
It's a team that missed the playoffs for only the second time under Coach Randy McPherson. They've got something to prove. The new coaches have got something to prove. They want to get out here and show all their hard work in spring practice and in the offseason and 7-on-7. All that is going to be on display tonight for, let me tell you what, a packed house. Roswell has brought some fans. I'm telling you, the place is full on our side of the field. Lowndes High, our band is filling in. They're taking up half the stands over there. And we've got a very good contingency of people in the stands, and there's people standing along the field fence. It is one of those traditional high school nowadays fields with the track around us, sprint turf though, so those are our field conditions. Weather's going to be good tonight, but about 10 minutes till kickoff, and we've got a lot to prove tonight.
Yeah, we really do. This is, as we look across, like I said, the crowd, Lowndes was counting on bringing 500, 700, maybe even 1,000 people. What it looks like right now is probably in that 500 to 700 people. As we said, a lot of fans are standing along the fence line. They're to our right on the other side of the field. The band is completely full. The auxiliaries for the band, the dance line, the flag corps, the chaperones, they don't have a seat. They're standing out over there on the track. The football team for the Vikings, the visitors' locker room is a good little hike up the hill over here. And we saw them as they went through, as they came out. The Roswell team was in the end zone, a little bit of taunting maybe as they were, or at least, something psychological as they ran past them. Any advantage that you can get as the home team, I say take it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a ball game tonight. Vikings are wearing their crimson pants, white uniforms. They stick with the helmet color from last year, the crimson helmet with the silver stripes, the traditional away uniforms. Your broadcast crew tonight is in our fresh new shirts from R.L. Martin and Only Options. We want to thank those guys for helping us out so that we look professional when we go on the road as well. Roswell is got their home uniforms on tonight, and it's going to be a ball game tonight.
It really is. The Vikings, it looks like now they're fully dressed.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, the clock's down to 9 minutes. They're not going to make that trek all the way back over to the locker room. They're going to go to there's an intramural field to our right in that end zone down there, and it looks like that's where they're going to go, get off their feet. There's some shade right there in their practice field. It looks like that's where they're going to take a little break in these last 9 minutes and get ready to go. The Roswell band trying to make their way into the stands over here on their side. as it's football weather. It's football excitement. It is high school football at its very best right here.
Yeah, you wait all winter and all spring and summer, and you just, I can't get here quick enough. Hopefully these are the 15 most fast-going weeks we're going to play in,
exactly.
in football. Well, you got some bye weeks in there, too, so 16, 17 weeks, hopefully. But it goes by so quick. Thank you for tuning in to the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to Kickoff. We are only about 8 minutes away, and when the time comes for the coin toss, we will go down to Marty for that coin toss. But, yeah, it's here. We've been waiting for it. It's time for Toe to Meet Leather, boys.
It is. Well, Taylor, again, we're all back together, our whole group. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. Marty down on the sideline, you and I here at this side of the booth. We got Taylor Stubbs and Chuck Lawrence over there running the stats program and doing the spotting. But we got the big man back finally, Wes James. Took a little fall a couple of weeks ago, but he has made his way back to the press box. And, Wes, we're glad to have you.
Well, Bill, it's good to be back. 14 years, the same as Coach Mack. He and I will always have that in common. Until one of us is not here anymore. I think they're fixing to do the national anthem.
Well, yeah, it looks like they might. We'll stay right here until they're ready to do that, and then we will take a two-minute break during that national anthem. So we'll give them just a minute. I don't know who's going to play that or if they're going to play it from the press box. Both bands are in the stands, so we'll give that just a second and kind of see where this heads from.
And then after that, I can tell you a little bit of, had a chance to visit with some new coaches, kind of get their perspective on tonight's game and what they expect out of Roswell and what they expect out of our Vikings.
Okay, we do have the national anthem. We're going to go ahead and take a two-minute break. You're listening to the Lounge High Radio Network right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be back after this two-minute break. And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle. I'll get my name straight. And Wes James in the booth, along with Marty Rogers down on the sideline, bringing you Lounge High football as we get ready to take on the Roswell Hornets live from Roswell, Georgia. It has been a long time, guys, since Lounge has started a season on the road. And I might need to go back to maybe 06?
Harrison. Probably.
Harrison?
Probably.
We had South Gwinnett a few years ago.
Norcross? No, that's scrimmage.
Scrimmage game. But to open the season, it's been a long time since we have started on the road. And so we'll just see. I mean, it's kind of a great test against a very good football team. Roswell is going to be that test, Wes.
Well, I like to say, during pregame, I had a chance to go down on the field like I like to do and talk with the coaches. The first guy I talked with was Coach David Shores, defensive coordinator. He says Roswell, he said they're improved over last year, but they're not doing the same things they did last year. We played, he said, 2 weeks in their scrimmage game, they didn't run the quarterback. He expects to see him run tonight. So he said, I've had to put in a couple of schemes for that. He said, our guys are ready to play. I slipped over, talked to Coach Tucker Pruitt. He says, the quarterbacks are ready to go. Austin Dixon is psyched, is ready to run this offense. Went down, you know, I had to talk to Darius Perry. We were talking about running backs. Darius says, not only has the guys bought into what he is trying to teach them and what he brings to the table, he's bought into the guys. He said there's kind of like a love fest going on between him and the running backs. He said they work hard for him. He's going to work hard for them. He said look for great things tonight out of Boogie Cammon and out of Des Copeland.
Well, I think that's the key is you're going to need these running backs to do a good job. And Boogie Cammon, he's not real fast. He reminds me of a little smaller Darius Perry. He controls the ball well. If you watch him, one of the things, yes, his feet, his legs, high step, but he double covers that ball. Both hands around the ball when he comes through the line of scrimmage. He is a possession-type running back where Des Copeland is your streaking guy that he's going to run away from you. Hopefully, if he can get out into open field, he can take off. But look for Boogie Cammon to really make a big difference for us because he can come in that relief and give you those short yardage type situations, and he's going to control the ball and he's not going to fumble it.
Bill, one of the things I think, y'all were talking about the keys to the game, I think one of the keys is the weather here has turned slightly warmer over the weekend, over the last couple of days, than what it has been. Right now, it's warm down there on that field. Our guys have been practicing in that heat. They're used to it. How well will Roswell hold up as the night progresses, if the temperature doesn't rise?
Yeah.
We are just about 1 minute and 40 seconds till kickoff. Captains are about to make their way out onto the field here shortly.
Beautiful, Taylor. It's a great night for high school football. Of course,
yeah.
We can't wait till we get back at the Concrete Palace next week. But to come up here, it's going to be a great test, a huge test for our Vikings right off the bat. This guy's no slouch. I know y'all talked about the Super 11 linebacker they've got.
Yeah, ADC Super 11, Trey Lamar.
Trey Lamar. Our offensive line is going to have to be able to do something to kind of contain him a little bit so that we can get Copeland open and get Cammon open and get something downfield. However, he's going to have to run tonight because Dixon is not going to stay in our pocket. Dixon's going to make you chase him a little bit.
Yeah, Dixon was our leading rusher in the scrimmage, and I don't know how much we're going to use him tonight of that designed quarterback draw or not, Wes, but our leading rusher last week, in the scrimmage. So,
of course,
how do we use him, and is he going to be able to sustain those hits from those three? They got three linebackers, not just one. There's two of them that are committed. One to NC State and one to Clemson. So their quarterbacks are going to be huge tonight.
Well, and like I said, that's why we've got to be able to get those offensive linemen downfield, be able to put a block, put a body on those linebackers to slow them up so that Dixon can have some momentum, have a little mobility to do what he needs to do out in the flat, but also to free up Des Copeland and Cammon.
Yep. The clock says 7 seconds till kickoff or till halftime's over. But, we're going to have TV tonight, so there's going to be some TV timeouts that are going to be a little awkward for us. We're going to try to do our best to work through those with our commercials on the radio and whatnot. But, so we're going to take some TV timeouts tonight that we're not used to, unless the game's on TV, of course. But Roswell is packed the house tonight with good group of Viking fans have made it. It looks like it's standing room only on the Viking side as well tonight. Should be interesting.
We advise at home, just turn your TV up if you're going to watch it. Turn your sound down, turn on the Viking voice, and we're going to bring you all the action. It'll be interesting to see what kind of delay there is. And, of course, the guys back at the station, they have been known to go in and tweak that delay so it matches up with the broadcast.
Yeah, that'd be good, too, if they can work that out. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a two-minute break. You're listening to the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to Kickoff here on the Lounge High Radio Network. We'll be right back after this two-minute break. Welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. We are in the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to Kickoff. The captains have made their way out onto the field. Captains tonight, first for the Roswell Hornets, number 19, Nick Stetzler. Number 30, Marcelio Ball. Number 57, Trey Lamar. And number 63, Jared Lyons. For your Vikings tonight, captains number 2, Austin Dixon. Number 70, Trayvon Wilmer. Number 74, Tyreek Adams. And number 76, Brandon Buford.
And we're waiting for the captains are standing on their respective sidelines. And we're waiting for them to come on out. Of course, we have to wait on TV. And the referee to signal, and now they head out toward the middle of the field. They will give them their instructions, talk to them about sportsmanlike and unsportsmanlike conduct, and of course Marty will be down there in the midst of it all with his microphone. Let's go downstairs with Marty Rogers.
You'll be calling, okay? If I drop it, we'll do it again. You call it. What are you going to call
it? Tails.
What do you call? You call tails, and it's a head. You won the call.
That's
the ball. Okay. Which way you want
stop.
To
stop. Look. Listen. Here come the mighty, mighty Vikings. Roswell won the toss. They have elected to defer. So our Vikings will touch the football first.
That right.
Roswell, players, captains running off the field. It's almost time for the 2015 Georgia high school football season to get underway here at Ray Manna Stadium on the campus of Roswell High School.